11 Pek of Ksuvis, Mishnah Vov. We are now going to discuss various cases of women that are not entitled to the Ksuvis. I'm a Me'enes, a woman who was married when she was a Ketana by her mother or brother, it's a Ketushin de Rabbanan, and she decided to change her mind and go back home to her Mishpacha. She's not entitled to a Ksuvis. Same thing for a Shnia, a woman who is Asa Mid Rabbanan to marry this person. Eilanis, a woman that not have children, and he was not aware of that, so it was a mekach toys. Eilim ksuve, and not entitled to ksuve. Yeah. The first case of the madness, he's not entitled to ksuve because she's the one who dissolved the marriage. The shnia, the one that's iser drabbana, is not entitled because since it's a iser cow, it's only iser drabbana, we're concerned people will be mezalzel, and therefore they made a knas, that she should know that if she gets such a marriage, she'll lose out. And Eilanis is a mekach tois, it was a mistake. The whole wedding really didn't take place from the first place. So the nant had to exuve the leperis, that the deal is when they're married, the husband eats the food of her land. In this case, whatever he ate, as long as they were married, till they dissolved the marriage or realized it was a mistake, all the food he ate in that period of time, he does not have to pay her back. Whatever he got, he keeps. The leimizainis, if she borrowed money to buy food for a mezainis, the husband, and afterwards the marriage was dissolved either by her miyun or these other cases as isdra bonon or mekartois, he's not required to pay the mezainis that she owes. And that was the money that she owes for mezainis she took, she has to pay herself.
Yeah.
These are talking about her nechasim, whether it's nechasim melug, which is her property, which is under her responsibility, or nechasim basel, which is the things that she brought into the marriage, which the husband has to take responsibility for. Mamaisa, if those things, if it was a garment or a kli, and it got used up and went down in value, the husband would not have to give her back the loss in value. If there are some leftovers, then she does take it back. Now, there was a garment that got worn out a little bit. Whatever's left, she gets back. But to pay for the difference in price from what it was worth, time of the marriage, and increase in price because of use till now, husband is not required to pay. All these are, like we said, either because the kedushin was not a kedushin or a knas. And mitchila nisus l'shem eilanis yesh lo ksuv. If he knew in advance that she was an eilanis, she won't have children, it's not a mekach tois, and therefore she gets a ksuva and all the conditions that go along with the ksuva. Now we bring another list. Almanu kohen gadol, which is also deraisa, almanu to marry kohen gadol, grusha chalutza kohen hedyad, a divorcee to marry kohen hedyad, or chalutza, a woman who's chalutza, is midrabanan also to kohen hedyad. Mamzeres and asini l'Yisrael, these are women that are also Yisrael lav to marry Yisrael, bas Yisrael nosa a mamzer, or bas Yisrael marries a male nosa, these are Goyish nation that came into Klai Yisrael have a status of Avodim or Mamza Yesh Lahem Ksuva, they get the Ksuva. These are things that once again that he's not really required to give her Mezainis because it's an illicit marriage, but she gets the Ksuva because in the case of the Issa D'Rabbanan we're more concerned that they're going to be Mezals in the Issa D'Rabbanan, therefore we gave her Knas, she loses her Ksuva. Yes, Issa D'Raisa, we're not so concerned that is going to happen, and if the ever they made the marriage, she's entitled to the ksuva, the husband will lose that.